All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, so inflation rises to the highest level since 1982. 40 years. Man, you know, I remember those inflationary times. And it's been, inflation has basically been non-existent for at least the last 10 years.
Yeah, it sort of peaks and bounds.
Or more.
You know? Yeah, we have these moments where it'll start to rise up and then we'll have some monetary policy that pushes it back
never,
down.
Never. This is, again, the highest in 40 years. And I'd like to ask the listening audience, does it bother you? Has it impacted you? And one of the reasons, let me prattle off a couple of things. I have glasses to help me see, but then I have to pull them off when I have to read. What does that say?
That's funny.
Consumer prices climbed 7% for the year ending in December. An increase, the Labor Department said on Wednesday, is the highest since 1982. Now, listen to the areas where the inflation has impacted things the highest. Shelter, used cars, and trucks as the largest contributors to the seasonally adjusted all items increase. Higher prices for food were also marked in the latest report as a notable contributor to inflation, though its 0.5% increase last month was less than in recent months. Now, there's more, but I want to go back to inflation and the fact that it's growing at this rapid pace and the highest since 1940. I mean, in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Somebody explain to me why the cost of housing, rent, and those kinds of things are at the head of this. Used automobiles, and I know it is because that they don't have chips and to buy new automobiles, it's a lot, more expensive. So because, people can't afford the chips, not that they can't afford them, but they're not as readily available. Got to come from China and places like that with all the different supply side chains that we had. But what about, man, the cost of rental, people renting there? Look at the damage.
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. And
I mean, the pressure.
We can't talk about inflation. In my opinion, we can't talk about inflation without talking about this other comorbidity that we're seeing, which is record profits across the board. Companies are seeing record profits. So when you have things like used vehicles, rental properties, that's driven by demand, far as I can tell, right? It's more people looking for this stuff, and demand has a tendency to push prices up. It's just that's the law of economics, supply and demand. But then to go with that, the example that I think of quite a bit, probably too much, Quick Trip. Once a week, they sell those little crispy bars. They have them on sale, right? It used to be a buck. Now they're like $1.79. While simultaneously you're seeing Quick Trip taking in record profits, more than they ever have. So we're seeing companies, property owners, charging more for this stuff because they see that they can get it. They see that it'll sell. Quick Trip did not need to increase the price of their crispy bars on sale by 70%. They didn't have to do it.
So prices for household furnishings and operations, apparel, new vehicles, and medical care also rose in December, while motor vehicle insurance and recreation prices declined. just as the month before energy prices dropped 0.4% in December after a series of increases, gasoline and natural gas prices also decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question that I'd like to ask is, what impact would this have on you voting when it comes to, you know, the 2022 election?
I know what impact it has on me, and I'm sad to say I'm hearing what impact it has on people. People are attributing this to a Democratic administration, and that's really, really unfortunate. It's just not the case. I mean, as consumers, we need to do a better job at stepping up and voting with our wallet, as it were. People are all too willing to spend more for the things they use every day.
Look, man, I know that I'm fortunate, and I know that I, you know, when you've been around a little while, you may not look at the prices as much.
Sure, yeah.
As, you know, I'm at the point in my life that, man, if the steak is 50 or 75 cent more than it was at this time last year, I'm, you know, not going to stop me from getting the steak, and I'm not going to worry too much about it. And I know that puts me in, I'm not unmindful of what so many people who are living on the margin and how that impacts them so much. And what I'm really theorizing is whether or not that will have some real impact on the election.
Oh, it will. It will.
You think so?
I mean, it's because of how it's being driven. The inflation issue is being driven as a partisan subject to push back against the Democratic administration.
I know, but what does that say really and truly about, because a lot of the inflation has to do with the fact that COVID and what happened with COVID, just like when Jimmy Carter, the interest rates were 20%.
Yeah.
And everybody blamed Jimmy Carter. And they said that, you know, Jimmy Carter was the reason, but nobody talked about the fact that the OPEC and the organizing of OPEC was what made it possible for the interest rates to soar because of the prices of oil.
Yeah, which is a massive economic hedge. You know, billions and billions of dollars rest in oil reserves as a sort of economic hedge. Yeah.
Yeah, but my thing is, I don't think, and I hope and pray, that people are willing to turn over everything to Republicans based on, you know, what they are hearing. Now, I understand why the Republicans are spewing all of that, but also at the same time, it's hard. You can't turn away from a 40% a 40-year increase.
Yeah.
You know, in inflation, man.
It's that incongruity for me. It's looking at companies taking in record profits, not just sales, not just the metrics that they always look at. They're making more money than they ever have, and we're still seeing these almost daily incremental price increases. That's what troubles me. It's being exploited.
Who do we have on the line, man?
We've got Mary from Tulsa.
Hey, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Earl.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year also. So I'm one with a lack of empathy or sympathy for the current impact on consumerism and capitalism in our modern life. And I'm wondering what would happen to our economy if we had a value shift from that of buying more material things to that of servicing human needs. I've thought about this for a long time, and I'd sure like to see the shift.
You know, Mary, bless you, and we need more people like you. But we live in a society that's more about me than about we, as you well know. And I still, for the life of me, I don't get that. I don't get why so much of our lives, and you know, I forgot what I was listening to the other day, And the person made a point of why do people keep thinking they need bigger houses, bigger houses, bigger houses, when what they really need to do is get rid of some of all that junk that they have, you know, consumed over so many decades that they don't even use anymore. But that's kind of the people we are. We live in that kind of world, in that kind of society, that, you know, everything in my house that I have in it, Mary, I use. You know, I don't have stuff just laying around, you know, in corners and places that I don't use, where it means I need a bigger house.
You know, because in the pandemic, the pandemic hasn't had an effect, a positive effect on our society, you know, and I just see it, you know, leading up to global warming and climate change. And it's kind of discouraging if we haven't taken a look at our lives at this point. Maybe global warming and climate change will get our attention.
No, so Mary, you know, it should get your attention. And it should get anybody's attention, especially if they've lived a little while. Here we are, you know, early January. We're 10 to 12 inches behind in snowfall. Well, you and I remember a time when we were right around Thanksgiving, we started getting snow.
Yes.
And consistently, year in, year out, you knew by the time Thanksgiving rolled around, you were going to have several inches or more of snow. You could count on that. But now, That is so rare, it tells you. I think I was reading something, I think it was several weeks ago, saying that the warmest temperatures, you know, in the history of Alaska were there in December for that period of time. And that's not a coincidence. These things are happening, and the science proves it. But we act like, you know, well, who cares about, you know, what's happening with the earth? I won't be here anymore. It's gonna survive long enough for me. You know what I mean, Mary?
Yeah, I just came upon a real interesting site called Pachamama Alliance, and it has to do with, just celebrated 25th anniversary, so it's been around for a while. And the indigenous people of the Amazon have connected with people in the industrial nations to take a look at, well, what are we doing to our earth? You know, I've signed on to that, and I'm kind of excited about, you know, it just gives me the feeling that maybe there is something that I can do, you know, because a lot of people are thinking about that and wondering, what can I personally do? And here's an organization that, you know, will help us to know what we can do.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much, as always, my friend. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. You know, Evan, climate change is pushed so far down the road of importance in people's lives, you know, and that is shameful because I don't think daily there are a lot of people who are thinking about, oh, the climate, you know.
I was having a discussion with a listener earlier today about electric vehicles and how right now they're just not affordable. Sure, you can go out and buy an EV for $30,000, but if that battery pack has an issue, for example, if you buy a Tesla, it's another $20,000 to get that battery pack replaced. So we're not quite in a place where, you know, just anybody can quote unquote do their part in a big
way.
They will
get to a point.
Yeah.
In this country, you best believe, where they're going to make that affordable. May not happen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
But I think, well, depending on, you know, what that is, but I believe in the next 20 years.
I'm hoping it's sooner than that.
That they'll have cars that are affordable for everybody. Electric. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.